I'm telling you, my Sixers are going to the damn bottom. They're gone. They're gone.
Damn it. But listen, y'all.
This is John Flex underscore TWC215. The day I die, I'ma fly, getting high. Fuck all that bullshit. Yeah. About to get into my topics. Y'all like it? Like it, subscribe it, follow it. Don't play with this. Yeah. Man, we done. It's a wrap.
Sixers are done. We done off of speculation, of misunderstanding, of communication, and flawed, setting us up with so many people in the room. That's another topic. I got heat for days. But this is my podcast. I won't put people under the bus. You know what I'm saying? This is Young Flex underscore TWC. 2 foot fly to the day I die, yo.
Brad Johnson. Brad Brown. Whatever your fucking name is. Yeah. Your ass is gone. I said this 2 years ago. How you set us up. Like, literally, you set us up. It's like, No crazy shit. I'm trying to keep it PG on my motherfucking podcast, but no. It's like, yo, you made us trying to jerk up, fuck this chick real hard. She trying to make us bust. But then all of a sudden, we get to the playoffs. And what? My nigga, you setting us up. I don't like that. You know how many players we got on that team? How much money is on that team? And you not using them like you supposed to use them? Because it's an offense that you like and a perception that you think that might work for it in this organization? Man, I'm trying to kill LeBron James. Not literally, but destroy him. Do you realize every team that nigga went to, they was winning? You know, we got two players on our fucking team that we can't even get them to compromise to a system because of a coach. Ain't you the coach? Ain't you supposed to lead them to this damn thing? Ain't you supposed to lead us to the championship? But you got them being all quiet and all shut up and don't say nothing. Just do your job. Nigga, they don't work at McDonald's. They entertainers. They professional ball players. You need to listen to your fucking team. Everything you have to say is right, but everything you ain't on the court doing it, yo. You're not on the court crossing people over. You're not on the court posting people up. You're not on the court dunking on people, scoring three-pointers and setting up the pick. You're just setting up a play. You're setting up a system, and your system sucks, my man. You need to grow up. This team is built to be grown. And you keep treating them like little boys. And we ain't go nowhere. We got swept with a big ass broom. What is wrong with you? You done. And the next coach come in, you gonna, if you hear this in the future, you're going to realize this, yo. Sixers, we Philadelphia. We don't play that shit, yo. We out about to win. We play hard. We win hard. We try hard, but we got somebody trying to facilitate on the other court that's not on the court, not doing their job. He got to hit 100 yards away. We don't play that. We don't play that shit. But I ain't got to talk about Sixers no more because Sixers, man, they done. They got 4-0. They swept with the big-ass broom. It's fucked up because our coach don't understand this. Tobias, I got a segment by myself with this thing with you, bro. I'm not even gonna get on that. Joel B, don't cry. Stop crying and shit. But you a good player. You ain't had to do it all yourself. You wasn't built to really build that team by yourself. You was built with a team. The team is there. Everybody's there. It's just facilitating, putting those players in positions to score. And I'm telling y'all, it's not like how it was back in the day with Iverson and that whole team. I love that team. I can name everybody on that team. Iverson, Aaron McKee, Al Snow, Skinner, Mutombo, Kyle Korver. What more can I say? Starting. And they was all playing their own game. They didn't have the, even though Iverson had the ball, Iverson knew who to put it to and put it in a position to score the ball. Okay? Everybody trying to manipulate the whole old school scheme. But we wasn't looking for the old school scheme because it got us really to the finals. That scheme got us to the finals. But we thought that you probably did something better for us to win the finals. Now we're just a team that can play and compete. We already can compete, yo. That's the difference. We can compete. And you just fucked all that up for us this year. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Big ass broomstick. Mop. Got a hook with a clock in it. I'ma switch up with a chop in it. Yeah, I'm mop with him. Sis got mopped up on this season. Look at this shit. Now, I gotta go to my other best teams. I got the Rockets and the Trailblazers. Okay? My Blazers, my nigga. Damon, what's wrong with you, man? James Harden, I know he gonna keep doing his thing, even though they tied up against them. They gonna eventually gonna take them out. They gonna fight it up. They gonna fight over to game 7 probably. But they gonna fight. They gonna go to the second round. They're not gonna sit out and be in the first round. I know it for a fact. Fuck that shit. I'd be surprised if they do. But I don't believe in that. But Sisters got mop. Damon, you better not get, you ain't getting mop because y'all won one game. But y'all better not go down 4-1. Please, come on now. You got to fight hard. I understand a broken finger. I understand that. But at the end of the day, you got to strive harder. You got Melo on the team. And it's kind of crazy because I grew up watching LeBron when he was 18 and Melo and them when they were coming into the league. And they always hyped up LeBron. And they always had Melo as the second person. And Melo was going to try to compete with LeBron. But it didn't look like it right now. Game on today. It's August 24th. So, y'all already know it's about to go down. Hopefully, they down by crazy points. And I ain't even going to say the points. But we going to hold spirit up with these teams. Okay? I want Dame get his ring. If not, he got to go from that team because that team built like motherfucking assholes. Because the coach just want to just give him the ball all the dang time and set it up as a one-player game. You can't be James Harden. You ain't James Harden. James Harden can run the point, and he can set it up and shoot three past anybody else. They ain't playing with no centers. Y'all playing with centers. That's the crazy thing about it. He playing with a whole team that's young boys. Like, young is like under, what, 6'10"? People under 6'10 running on them. They still doing their thing. You have a 6'10", 6'11", 7-footer, and you got shooters. What's going on? We gotta put this in motion. Like, we can't have LeBron up here destroying every time. This nigga came to the West Coast and proved you wrong, too. And it's crazy because your ass is just in dilemma because you had to go through LeBron. You had to go through Kevin Garnett. You had to go through, I'm Kevin Garnett. You had to go through Kevin Durant. You had to go through Stephen Curry. You had to go through all these players, like even the Spurs. Like, literally, you had to go through all these strong players, teams that you know that you're built to fucking win, like with a good team. The system you in is not for you. I think it's somewhere else you need to go. You need to opt out of that money and just go somewhere and try to get that ring. Or let's not, you're just going to be like Melo and just be a good-ass, banging-ass, great-ass player. And that's nothing wrong with that. But the thing is that you ain't got that ring to accomplish the whole goal of doing all that hard work from when you was a child and going to college and getting all that money
and producing everything else, and then you get to the NBA, you're just a great player. You might go, you go into the Hall of Fame, no doubt about it, but you're going to be like Charles Barkley, all bitter and shit, like, and you ain't going to have nothing on your back. You're just going to have people come at you like, oh, you's a great player, you's a good player, you's a legend, but you ain't got no rings. You don't want to be like that. And it's looked like in my mind, you might as well be like that. I seen half of your podcast is like, it's not built for you like that. Like, my man, yo, listen, Mello. We go through things, we hang out with things, listen, everybody got girlfriends. Everybody got girlfriends, yo. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got wives, and we all trying to coordinate, we trying to connect, we trying to be living our life to the fullest and all like that. And you're supposed to do that. But it's your mission. And it's your goal of distributing to focus on that. To get yourself something proven. Because you're going to walk around. People going to call you that average player. Great player. Hall of Fame. Great player. No rings. You need rings on your fucking fingers, my man. Not just wedding rings. You need rings. You need championships. You put your hard work in. You didn't even have to go to Syracuse. You could have just went just like what LeBron did. But you're proving everybody wrong. LeBron better than you. Even on defense, your ass is just not even on it. You're a small forward. You play the same position he played. And you're not even doing your thing, my man. It's like, what's going on? What's tripping? Y'all up there sipping on that stuff like y'all niggas don't understand. Y'all athletes, like, y'all ain't even supposed to do all that. I was growing up, I ain't never hear all that. But y'all pays probably do on the low. You know what I'm saying? Half of the NBA players probably was doing the low, but I respect bigger from you. Like, the difference, like, you exposing that, and now you feel comfortable, and it's like it's knocking you off your game. Like, literally, like, you get comfortable because you know that you got that bag, and that's fine and all dandy is, but you got fans out here that want you to win something. Nobody's not going to respect you to that standpoint, but they're going to respect you because you are who you are. But they ain't gonna respect you because you ain't got no rings, man. LeBron gonna walk around as the king all day. He wears the crown. Y'all fucking this thing up. Y'all gotta get out here and win this game. This is Young Flex TWC 215. Yo, this is just an episode of the thing, Clippers and the Lakers. Like, it's only halftime of this. But I'm gonna get back on this joint and tell y'all more. Because I got more shit to say. Because the game about to start back up. And I ain't got time to talk about y'all, talk about this bullshit, because shit crazy. I got other topics to talk about, and it's funny. Well, I got the LBL, I got the BLM talking about, I got the LBG talk about, I got a lot of stuff to talk about right now. Corona talk about, I got all that shit to talk about. It's just right now, I'm in the mode. I'm trying to watch this game. But y'all, stay tuned, be respectful, love yourself, take care of your family, do what you gotta do, and I'm out. It's Young Flex _TWC 215, and I'm out. Rah! Rah! Ooh!